Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest is Karen Hostler of the vast WYPR news gathering team. Karen, we have only a few days to go till the primary, and the race you've been covering the most, the congresspeople, Donna Edwards and Chris Van Hollen, vying for the Democratic nomination to replace retiring Senator Barbara Mikulski, has been a dead heat from the get-go. But now we see a poll that suggests Van Hollen has a whopping lead. What's going on here?
Well, I think you have to take some of that with a little grain of salt. There have been many polls in this race conducted by a variety of different sources using different methods, and the candidates have gone up and down between the two of them. In the last two, Van Hollen, though, is starting to show a statistically important lead, potentially. But once again, all these polls have different methods, size samples, and so forth. So you can't really trust them. And believe me, the candidates are not taking this too seriously. They are, the two of them are both out there. They're greeting people at early voting centers. They're at subway stops. They're at church rallies, get out the vote rallies. They're, as Van Hollen says, they are fighting for every single vote.
So this means they really need to worry about turnout, I guess.
Absolutely. Turnout is huge. I mean, one of the things the polls do show is that Donna Edwards, African-American woman, does better with black voters. Democrats, of course, we're talking about. Van Hollen, a white guy, does better with white people. But he gets more black voters than Edwards gets white voters. So this is really breaking down on racial lines. And Baltimore, of course, is very, very important. With the mayor's race going on there and the presidential race, there's a lot more reason, perhaps, for people to come to the polls. And the more Baltimore black voters come to the polls, the better Edwards will do.
Now, Edwards has also unleashed some, well, we've seen attack ads, I suppose, both ways, but Edwards has some that even President Obama weighed in on. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, the problem these two people have is they have identical voting records, so you can't really argue about that. So what she has done is gone after him in situations where she alleges he was willing to compromise on things like gun control or protecting Social Security because he was involved in negotiations. And that's where President Obama had to step in when she was running these attack ads on him on gun control. The White House said, take it down. It's not, because it made it look like Obama was opposed to Van Hollen, and he, in fact, was supporting what Van Hollen was doing.
Real quickly, whoever wins that one takes on Kathy Zuliga, the House Minority Whip and formerly now Congressman Andy Harris's chief of staff. How's that play out?
Well, you know, she's got a lot of competition in there, but it looks like she's going to be an easy winner. But, you know, it's interesting. Don Norris, who is a political science professor from UMBC, was predicting that the racial tone of this is so strong that if Donna Edwards wins the Democratic primary and Kathy Zuliga wins Republican primary, that he predicted a very nasty contest with strong racial overtones. I hope he's wrong about that.
All right, Karen, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
With Karen Hostler, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.